This is KEZI 9 News at 6.
The type of electronic devices you own and how secure they are can determine if they're vulnerable to DDoS cyber attacks. Reporter Aaron Arellano spoke with an expert on what these attacks are and how a 22-year-old alleged hacker based in Eugene is facing charges because of it.
Unsecured laptops, smartphones, even smart TVs or smart refrigerators can be hacked if they're connected to the internet. And they can be prime tools for hackers to use in a distributed denial of service or DDoS cyber attack.
Kind of like two victims here. One is the owner of the hacked device, and then the second is whatever website or service the hacked device is helping to take down.
Oregon State University professor and network security expert Zane Ma says hacked devices can be useful in DDoS attacks.
This is a type of cyber attack where an attacker leverages control of lots of different hacked computers to simultaneously send requests or traffic to a victim or target website.
All those requests can overwhelm other websites or servers, causing them to crash due to the heavy traffic. According to the DOJ, this happened more than 370,000 times since 2021 against 18,000 victims using RapperBot, a system of hacked devices that hackers allegedly paid to use for their attacks. The system was allegedly ran by 22-year-old Ethan Foltz of Eugene. The DOJ is charging him with one count of aiding and abetting computer intrusions. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. The server has since been seized and disabled by authorities, but DDoS attacks can happen anytime, any place. I asked Ma, what's the best way to make sure your devices are safe from being used in DDoS attacks?
If the internet connected devices you have are using sort of a well-known service, like Apple has HomeKit, Philips has their own ecosystem for, you know, internet connected devices, those are generally a little bit more secure than, you know, random products you might buy off of Temu or from China that directly connect to the internet and can be exposed to potential attackers out there.
He does say, though, this remains an unsolved issue in the cybersecurity community, saying there's a lack of legal frameworks in place to incentivize companies to prioritize security. The rest of our conversation on this issue can be found on our website. Reporting in Eugene, I'm Aaron Arellano.